So let's start it. So we'll have Augustin talking to us about accelerating robotic development through simulation. And I am personally very interested about that. So that's going to be awesome. No pressure, never.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you very much. Just a little bit. I'm working at Forecumen, consulting firm focused on robotics and other topics based in Argentina, but we also have a pretty much distributed team, and this is super helpful for the topic of this talk. Some of the projects that we have, Andino, an educational robot that we are going to use as a target robot for the talk, Beluga, a Monte Carlo localization package, check it out, super cool. This is my colleague, he couldn't make it. I'm helping him with the talk. He's the simulation lead at Ecumen. This is me. If you don't recognize me, here I am. You can talk to me through social media or after this talk. And this is our journey today. So who has ever used the simulation engine for robotics? Raise your hands. Awesome. Who has ever used a robot without the simulation engine? Nice. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about robots and simulators. This is a super simplified scheme of what a robot is, right? So we have a hardware platform, software platform. If we think of the hardware platform, we have sensor actuators and a compute engine. We think of a robot software structure. We have an operating system driver, application and system libraries, and then we have data. And the robot is interacting with an environment, the physical world surrounding it, people, things. This is a super cool example. Here I am. I'm part of the environment. But this robot may also be interacting with off-board compute services, other systems running alike a robot. So we need to account for that when building robots. Let's talk about the simulator. What's that? Well, a simulator is an application that runs on a scenario, right, and tries to follow a given model. And a scenario is a representation that evolves throughout time, and it has a lot of systems on it. And the key thing is that it's not static, right? It evolves. What is a model? A model is a representation of the rules that governs a process. So if we think of robotic simulators, it's an application which allows to model scenarios with robotic systems. It seems to be pretty straightforward so far, right? But when we think of an architecture, this is a super simplified one, and it becomes to add more and more complexity. Why? Because we need logging. Every simulator has logging. We need a physics engine to evolve the models, and we also need rendering. So closing the limit. So we need a rendering engine to get the visuals, to process the sensors that need to capture the environment. That's super important. All these three things alone, they don't do anything. So we need to put everything that glues all the system together, and that's the core thing. That's the main responsibility. But then we need to interface with outside world of the simulator. Those are interfacing APIs. There might be many, like a communication system that interacts with the external world, or direct plugins that get into the simulator itself, and they want to talk with the robotic software stack directly or any third-party external services, even to control the simulator. Like maybe we want to step the simulator just once, time step at the time, or let it flow. With this, we get like the basics of the simulator, and then we may get a target for an application or get a target for a testing environment. So let's recap on the robot diagram and think of what are we going to replace here with the simulator. Probably we want to replace the hardware and the environment. And this is how we achieve a robotic simulator, right? We get the simulator in the middle that interacts with the onboard software platform. So this huge blue block here thinks that there's a real hardware under the hood. But actually, it's simulated. It's simulated. It's running on a compute platform. It can directly use or access the external off-board services. And the off-board services also can interact directly to the simulator. So far, so good. Excellent. So this is an AR4 robotic arm that we built in the company. It's open hardware, open source firmware, open source controllers. And right now we are using Moovit, which is a motion planner through Arvis in the middle. And we have a simulation in Gazebo with it, right? What can we do with a simulator? It's not because of Gazebo. Okay. But we can do a lot of things. We can model the actual physical thing that we have. We can test it. We can validate it. Learn and tune parameters. Let's say that we want to go faster to achieve the goal. We need to modify the controllers, and we can learn that in simulation. We can generate data so as to later on get closer to the real thing. We can train, gathering data and train an AI or ML controller. And we can even sell, right? Because we may not have the final configuration of your robotic system that is going to be deployed to your customers, but maybe we can use this in order to let your customers know how it would look like, how it would proceed on the real scenario. So this comes to a big problem, like how do I find the right tool for the right job? Yeah, there are many possibilities in the market. So what we want to present today here, it's like a set of questions that would guide, hopefully, objectively, towards that conclusion. So let's start with the beginning. You have to identify use cases. So it's not the same if you are going to use it on a recurrent manner for testing purposes or for validation purposes. It might look like the same. Actually, it's not. Imagine that you have a team of 50 developers with 5 products on the market, and you want to have that on a CI, and you have, I don't know, 50 PRs per day. Each PR gets 5 commits until it gets merged, so you have like 250 commits, and you want to run a simulation test suite for that. You need to think of the compute power for that. That's a lot of cost that you need to put into your infrastructure team so as to get it fast, efficient, and achieve the goal. But if you want to just validate things before a release, you make a round of QA, probably it's not going to be that exacerbated the number of times that you're going to run it, right? What else? Is it going to be a development tool that do your workforce need an actual simulator because they don't have access to an automation cell, for example? Well, that's super important to know. The kind of requirements that the development tool has is completely different from the one that you have in CI, right? Hardware in the loop. Do you know what hardware in the loop is? Raise your hand. Okay, pretty much everyone. So for those that don't know what hardware in the loop is, imagine that you have this Raspberry Pi and you connect it through Ethernet to a laptop. You run the simulation here, but the full software stack also is in the Raspberry Pi, so you can run simulations against it, and you don't have to have this auditorium full of people to actually check that it can avoid a crash with them. Ground, aerial, maritime vehicles, there are many. Robotic systems are super heterogeneous. Identifying your use case is super important. If you have robotic arms, the type of simulation that you need is completely different to the ones that you have on mobile robotics, for example. There are other features that you need to account for. And when talking about the scenarios and thinking of the scenes, you have indoor and outdoor or mixed environments, which will affect differently the sensors and actuators there. You may have one or multiple robots, and that's a completely different thing. Imagine that you want to make tests on a fleet of 50 robots. You don't care how much one wheel perhaps is turning on each delta step. Maybe you want to see if the system as a whole is behaving as you expected, right? So it's a completely different thing. Do you have automatisms? Do you know the difference between an automatism and an autonomous system? Raise your hands. Okay, go into that. An automatism will behave deterministically. An autonomous system may be exposed to new situations and behave differently, or it's not such a deterministic system. So in case of an automatism, you may lower a bit the bar on the simulation engine required for that, because the number of constraints to the system is much bigger. You know how to control the variables, so you may not need as many requirements on the simulation engine. Do scenarios last long? Do you have simulations that are running for hours, days, or is it just a few seconds that you need to actually validate that your system is behaving as you expected? Do you need determinism? That goes back to the previous question. Scene creation tools, this is a super interesting topic. So imagine the robot, the Roomba that we have there, or the vacuum cleaner, to not name any specific robot. Is it required to actually vacuum clean every single living room on planet Earth? So you need to actually account for the difference.